Tweet at TodaySOR.
Paddy O'Gorman is with me now. Paddy, corporate social responsibility, what's that all about?
Corporate social responsibility, Sean, or CSR, is about companies and corporations taking on obligations beyond the requirement of making a profit. With power comes responsibility. That's a quote from the Network for Responsible Business in Ireland, founded in 2000. Its patron is President Michael D. Higgins. And they explained that CSR is based on the idea that it's not just about making profits for shareholders. Your business isn't just about that. There are other stakeholders that need to be considered. That's including employees, customers, suppliers, and society at large. So a company's performance is to be assessed against all of this. So it's not just about profits. That's
this concept, I gather, Paddy, has been knocking around since the 50s in the States. Now, you've got some examples you were looking at.
That's right. I'm taking two examples. The first is the law firm A&L Goodbody. This is lawyers who normally work in the commercial courts, spending one day a week instead helping children from the area, the North Inner City, with reading and writing. And so they partner with the SUAS Education Development in its literacy support programme, which works with disadvantaged schools, DESH schools. Now, St. Joseph's National School is at the North Wall, about 15 minutes walk from the Goodbody headquarters. So I joined the Goodbody staff there in their teaching duties.
The treetops were tossing in the hot air. Where the road right behind the hill.
Jack, tell me what you're doing here this morning, please.
What am I doing here? I'm learning like loads of new words, and the books I read are good. You know?
What book have you got there?
I got Pushfire, good book.
And you're here with this lady here, Fiona Matthews. Tell me about what you're doing here, please.
We do paired reading with the children of St. Joseph's. We come in twice a week. I come in once a week and we do paired reading. We help build the children's confidence and we read with them and help them with their words. It's just kind of a one-on-one basis. It's that extra time during the week that some children may not get in, say, a bigger classroom environment. So we come in and we help them with their reading and help try and build their confidence and make them interested or help them get interested in reading.
You agree with that, Jack?
New people come in all the time.
And have you enjoyed this morning, though?
Yeah.
Fiona, what do you do, please, when you're not here teaching?
I'm a PA in the litigation department.
This is built into your week's work?
It's built in, but I also do it for the love as well, so I like to be able to help the children with the reading.
And how is Goodbody able to spare people that it's important to them to do that? Yeah?
It's just important to the whole company. We just like to give back to the community, so this is just, we found that literacy was one thing that we found very important.
Wake up, who knows what distance is carried?
Do you know what specimen is? Means like an example of something. So
for this,
I'm Garrod Stanley. We're helping children read. You know, we feel that we're part of the community. We're giving something to the community here. Scott is full of personality and he knows a lot about bugs.
And Garrod, what do you do, please, when you're not here?
I'm a banking lawyer. Later today I'll be reading lots of very complicated agreements and lots of helping clients, but it's great to start off the day helping these children. You learn something new every time you speak to them.
And we learn something new ourselves every day, Paddy.
Absolutely. Can you imagine, Sean, it's not just an extracurricular thing by Goodbody there. It is actually built into their week's work. It would be as if you, Sean, or I were to go down and teach in a school or help out with others some socially useful thing. And corporate Ireland or the corporate world is engaged in this
and
now.
And it's the old story. I mean, listening to Fiona and Garrod there, they obviously get as much as they give.
Absolutely. I think so. They hugely enjoy it. They told me that, yes.
Now, separately, Paddy, corporate social responsibility or CSR, it can take another form by providing employment for people.
Yes, this was in Marks and Spencer, as part of the Business and Community Ireland Ready for Work programme. They employ people and train people in interviews who, due to difficulties they've had in the past, would otherwise find barriers getting to the job interview, even. And we all know some people are less employable than others on the face of it, and they need then that extra help. So I met two of those people who are working now in Marks and Spencer. This was in the Mary Street store in Dublin. First, I joined Kelly Mahon, who is working on the shop floor.
For example, we have the Sculpt and Lift, which is my favourite personally, because the Sculpt and Lift, they embrace your figures.
I'd say a skinny leg.
And a sales assistant on the floor, helping the customers and I actually started off on a program called Ready to Work, and Ready to Work is for people who find it difficult to find work for. It's like a homeless organisation, like for people who have come from homelessness. Then I got linked up with the Marks and Start, which was a 6 weeks programme in Marks and Spencer's, where I done a 6 weeks programme up in the menswear. The 6 weeks programme, part of it is helping you do interviews and fill out your CV and how to deal with the public or whatever. Then I would have went down to the floor where I'd have a buddy. And what the buddy was, like, the buddy would help you with everything. Like, I'd do the work with her. It was just so great to have a buddy, though, because I have never worked before.
The body is a Marks and Spencer's person who trains you in the work.
It is, yeah. She helps you with, like, my one was from the menswear, okay? She used to help me, like, with everything, like, all the questions or just absolutely everything, like, that I needed help with.
You said you'd never worked before.
No, I never worked before. Well, at the time when I only started here, I was just gone 19. Mm-hmm. So I'd never worked before, no. It wasn't for the want to try, and, like, I had tried, but for some reason, every time I came to an interview, I would bottle it. So afraid, like.
And this has helped you with doing interviews then? Or?
Yeah, well, the 6 week programme, part of it was doing interviews, and, like, by the end of it, I was ready for an interview, do you know that way? Where I would have never, ever, ever went for an interview before.
So how did you get selected to take part in this programme?
Well, my background would have been, I grew up in and out of foster care. Mm-hmm. So when I turned 18, I had moved back with my ma's, and then stuff happened again, and then I end up having nowhere to go, like, so I was staying in and out of different friends' houses at the time. Then I got connected with, it's a place called Cade Came, like, it's for people who are in foster care. Yeah. They try to get me on track, like, where it'd be like trying to get me a job and all. So they got me connected with the Ready to Work.
Are you full time now here with Marks?
I'm not full, I have a permanent position, but I'm 24 hours, but I might as well be full time because I do so many extra hours.
And that's Kelly Mahan, Sean, and Stephen Sherman then works in the stockroom.
We have a bit of ambient stock, we have bakery stock, and then a bit of loose stock that has to be filled out. My role in the stockroom is to get the deliveries in the morning time, get the stock down to the floor so the lads can fill out, and that the customers have all the products that's available.
Tell me, how did you come to be doing this work?
I got a start on the Marks and Start programme 3 years ago now, and it was a 6 week programme, but I only got to do 7 days over, and they cancelled it and gave me a paid contract. I showed a great interest in the job and all that. And
how did you come to be recruited for that?
Well, I've done it through Business in the Community. They're an agency that sort of deal with people that have kind of fallen on hard times, you know what I mean, and just haven't got that link to get back into employment and all that, and they created a link with Marks and Spencers and gave me the opportunity for it. I had a lot of retail training when I came to Marks and Spencers, but Marks and Spencers done was gave me the boost in my confidence to know that I can walk again properly, and they gave me people to show me things, the stuff that I didn't know, you know what I mean, training in the fridges or in the stock room or at the time in operations.
Fallen on hard times, what do you mean, please?
Well, for me, I had lost my house, I was homeless, I had had a drug problem. I had a whole lot of problems up until a couple of years ago, and then I got my life back in order.
And when you've had a drug problem in your past, it is difficult getting employment, isn't it?
It's very hard because a lot of people, like, the stigma of having a drug problem sort of sticks with you, or even the stigma of being homeless. People look at you and go, "Wow, you know what I mean? Mm. You're homeless or you've had a drug problem." They don't want, a lot of people don't want that to do with you.
You look very well now, so is your health good now, is it?
Yeah, in the last 3 years, my health is great. I really take care of myself. I eat well, I train, I look after myself.
They sound like people whose lives have been transformed, Paddy. Steve Sherman in the stockroom, and before that you brought us Kelly Mahan. Yes.
There's nothing like work, I think, to give people confidence, isn't there, and to give people self-belief.
So what's the overall record then of this scheme, CSR?
Well, the record I can tell you in Marks and Spencer there is out of 184 out of 468 participants in the Ready for Work scheme, that's 39%, were offered work experience placements with M&S. And that team is, as we heard, they do mock interviewing, bodying participants, which really is a one-on-one training. And of the 29 people who completed the Ready for Work programme in 2013, six are now employed by Marks and Spencer.